The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Francis Albert Sinatra with Joe Piscopo on the radio. 5 minutes after 8 o'clock, 8:05 on AM 970. The Answer. Five Boroughs is here. Albert is here and Debbie is here. Great to have you with us. We're fired up this morning. Kimberly Guilfoyle live on the show, Vice Chairwoman of America First Action Pack. A lot to get into it with Kimberly. There's the shutdown we're going to talk about, this battle over the wall. By the way, did you hear? I'm telling you what I would like, and I would present to President Trump respectfully. If the president just got all his Wall Street buddies together, all of his financial buddies from, and again, of course, they're going to go after this president no matter what. So why doesn't he reach out to the private sector, to his friends, and say, guys, I got to raise $5 billion. And we're going to put the wall up, and I want to do it in the private sector. I can't deal with these people down here in the swamp. Let's go out. And he gets a $5 billion donation. He could do it probably, what, in an hour or so? Boom. Wouldn't that be cool? How cool would that be? Another address from the Oval Office. The President of the United States. Look, I phoned the wall. I did it privately. I can't wait for these people. I'm going to open the government where everybody's open. It's all great. We're taking care of this privately. They have donated their money. The corporate sector have done that from around the world. I've got, for me, and you get handed off to some transparency, investigation, because God knows they're going to accuse this guy of everything, President Trump. Wouldn't that be great, though? Just go to the private sector. You can't, because the government doesn't want to do anything. And you got we vote for a man in President Trump that is going to hopefully upset the swamp. He does such a great job, but they put one thing after another thing. The Mueller probe is a joke. It's going nowhere. Now the New York Times says, oh, the FBI was going to investigate the president of the United States. Why? Because he fired the head of the FBI? By the way, big shout out to the rank and file of the FBI. Thank you to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the men and women of the FBI. Thank you. I know you listen to the show. I'm in a studio in Evansville, Indiana, with Don Mattingly and his great charity, Mattingly Charities. And the FBI, the chief of police in Evansville, came in and he brought the guys from the southern section of the Indiana, of the FBI there, and to come in to say hi. They want to say hi. I thought I was being indicted for a second. I thought maybe it was Mueller's probe coming to talk to me. I wasn't sure. So they said, Joe, we're big fans. We just wanted to come in and say hi. And I, of course, always support law enforcement everywhere, whether it's the NYPD, whether it's the New Jersey State Troopers or the State Police of New York or the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Thank you for what you're doing. So it's, you got, and again, we should open up like Jeff Andrew was saying, our congressman from down the second district down there in New Jersey. Yeah, you can't not pay the Coast Guard. So the president, let's just do it in a private way. That's what I'm saying. Go to Wall Street. By the way, speaking of politicians in New Jersey, so I forgive me. It's just too funny not to say it. Forgive me. I don't hate anybody. When President Trump ran against Hillary Clinton, I have no animus, dislike, or hate for Mrs. Clinton. I really don't. Or I say, if I mention somebody in the entertainment industry and they don't agree with the president or they go after, I don't hate anybody. It's like, we'll work this out together. I love you because we're a great country, man. We're all in this together. And we are a good people, and I'm not going to let the narrative of the news divide us, because that's what they do. They want to do a racial divide. They want to do a political divide. Why? Because it's numbers for them. It's all about ratings and it's numbers. And they don't know how to just have an amicable, nice show. They got to, you ever see one person on one side, one person on the other side, and everybody fights. And I'm tired of it, man. I'm tired of the noise, But when it's kind of handed to you and teed up, you got to say something about it. Like, and forgive me. I've been on this all morning. And I feel bad because I don't have any hate toward United States Senator Robert Menendez. No, by the way, this is a guy who's very true to his constituents. I can say it now. You know, I mean, he really is. He went up against Barack Obama, remember? Iran, on Israel, on Cuba. Remember Bob Menendez? As a matter of fact, I think that's why they went after Bob Menendez, because he went against Barack Obama. I'm just saying. But then, did he get the plane tickets? Did he take a private plane? Was he with underage people then? And all alleged, I don't know. I just know he's a very tough guy. He's a political animal. So I don't say anything hateful against the guy. But I swear to goodness, I opened the paper. I look online. I saw it online. And I saw Bob Menendez talking to a girl in a bikini and his shirt was off. And I said to myself, oh my gosh, the FBI pictures came out from that thing with the Dr. Meglin guy, whatever that guy's name was. I went, wow. And no, it wasn't. It was from the day before yesterday on a beach in Puerto Rico. How do these people do this? He's got his shirt off. He's talking to a gal in a bikini. And it's like, oh my gosh. Is anybody protecting this man? If Bob Menendez doesn't have the ability to be aware that that is unconscionably entitled to be able to think that you can do that, is there someone that's telling him otherwise? Senator, don't take your shirt.
I did the cover. This is, I'm going here too. Listen, I make fun of myself, Lord knows. I worked out back in the, and it was, I had cancer, long story short. I had cancer, right? How can I stop the cancer from advancing? God forbid, if it's more cancer, start working out, start eating right, stop drinking, stop eating this, stop eating that. Dr. Marvin Belsky, God bless him, great guy, doctor of the hypochondriacs in New York, Woody Allen, Dick Cavett, David Letterman, Dustin Hoffman, you know, all the hypochondriacs in New York. This was the doctor to all of us, and he was great. And so I started working out. And I started getting in shape. And then they said to me, would you like to be on the cover of Muscle and Fitness? And what young guy in his 30s is going to say, on what? Cover of Muscle and Fitness? Sure. What was I thinking? My ego got away with me. I do two covers, not one cover, but two covers of Muscle and Fitness. So indeed, I took my shirt off. And I'm telling you, I speak out of experience. Not a great idea. And I would have told yes, Senator Menendez that. So meantime, I get a picture here. This is great from RV. Is this from RV? Yeah, my buddy on Twitter. This is so funny. Hey, Mike Paisan, killing it daily. Love you, man. Love you right back, RV. We'll have to get together one day and do arms together. Enjoy the day, Joey. And then he's got me on the cover of Muscle Fitness with Kimberly when I first started going out with Kimberly. Look at this. Look at it with the shirt off like that. So I thought maybe we'd hand it off Frankie Fibros to Matt Conklin, our social media genius, and they could do a comparison of Bob Menendez shirt off and Piscopo shirt.
Absolutely.
Except I'm cheating because this was 20 years ago. Okay. So I'm cheating, maybe even more.
All right. Well, we're going to reach out to Senator Menendez's office, ask him to prepare a photo from 20 years ago.
Okay. You got it. You got to be fair. But I did that out of male ego probably in my 30s. And getting off of a divorce, and I'm thinking, you want to put me on the cover of Muscle and Fitness? Sure, go. And no drugs, no juice, never did steroids. I'm very anti-drug. I'll tell you that. I don't even believe in the legalization of marijuana for New York or New Jersey. I'm really anti-drug. Never tried cocaine. All of it around Saturday Night Live. You can imagine, never even tried it. So I did no juice, but I knew the tricks from Arnold. I would say to Arnold Schwarzenegger, I was talking about this at the Entrepreneurs Organization this weekend. I said, how do I look good, Arnold? What do I do? Look at your arm. Man, I don't got those arms. And Arnold would tell me, overhead light. I mean, he would get all excited and tell me how to do it. I got no legs, Arnold. Light from the side. I swear to goodness. And then I told you, you know the story, Sly. I would meet Stallone out there in L.A. Sly, you look good, man. Look how ripped you are, man. What are you eating? Fish and rice. And I did it all without drugs. And I got under the light. And I got the light from the side. And they put me on the cover of Muscle and Fitness. And that still is under the category of what was I thinking? Because, you know, you don't want a picture like that. But it's out there. And RV, I appreciate it. And so when I tell Senator Menendez respectfully to not take your shirt off at the beach at your age, I'm just doing it at one Jersey guy to another. I don't take my shirt off anymore. I will not do that. But Joe, take your shirt off. No, absolutely not. If I look like Ryan Gosling, boom, the shirt comes right off. Not these days. So maybe we'll do a comparison
shot.
Too funny. Well, is that Ryan Gosling? Do you have a crush on him too?
No. I didn't think he was that good in the Blade Runner sequel. So
there you go.
He's a weird actor. He's weird. Like some movies, he's kind of just you know.
Dad, tell you though, the girls love him.
Yeah, no,
you can't
I
say
get
nothing
it.
About
I get
that.
It.
Dad.
I get it. I just. Some of his roles, I just go, eh.
He's a pretty good actor, though.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
You know what? The trick is this, fellas. If you could get a guy actor that appeals to men and women, because the girls always go gaga, and then the guys go, man, pretty cool. That's I think Ryan Gosling falls into that category.
Not for me.
Brad Pitt as well. And then who's a guy that does the Lincoln commercials?
Oh, Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, he does those commercials.
All right.
Yeah, I know. And he's got the same character in the Lincoln commercials. That's a cool.
Yeah, but it's a cool commercial. But you say to yourself. Do you really think he's sitting in the car contemplating whether to hit the start to start the engine? Or
I don't understand the pool table thing in the commercial.
No, I get it. Like he's like the everyman because he really is. I mean, in real life, he is. The whole thing with Wild Turkey. He did a thing on Thanksgiving where he was giving out turkeys to people, going door to door. That's stuff that he does, from what I've read. So that part seems like a cool cat to me.
Yeah.
But you know, the whole he's sitting in the car at his house contemplating whether to start the car or not. I'm like, come on. It's a little far-fetched.
Well, it's a commercial. It's not
I understand that. But, they make everything else about him. Like, he's walking on the beach. And he sits down and plays the piano with the guy, and he's got a glass of Wild Turkey. Right. I could see him doing that.
You know what else is far-fetched? Star Trek.
Al goes, don't push it, Frank. Don't push it now.
Joe really was a hologram on that show. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's right, man. That is right. Oh, man. Hey, so, Albert, good weekend to you. I'm in babbling. Yeah. I'm all fired up. There's so many news.
I know. A lot of caffeine this morning. That's good. Well, caffeine is good.
I guess so.
No, caffeine good weekend. Was home Friday night. Saturday night was out to dinner with some former radio colleagues. Had a great dinner at my
platonic friends?
Yeah. Just talking shop, good stuff.
Hey, how's your, did you text back and forth with your platonic friend after the dinner? Did you go back and forth?
No, just that, that I had gotten home and that was
how's
it.
How's that double date with your wife and
ain't
her
gonna
husband
Frankie.
Coming
gonna
from?
That's
Frankie.
This coming Saturday, which probably won't happen because of all the snow.
I'm just shocked.
It's going to snow, so I'm not going out.
It's going to snow.
For that Red Bank liaison that you had with her, a tidal wave could have gone.
That's entirely wrong.
It's not entirely wrong.
Saturday was good. We had a good time, and then watched the end of the Colts Chiefs game. Had another couple of drinks at the bar, and then I went home.
Just like that, Big Al. Yeah. Big Al.
And then all day watching football yesterday.
Yeah, it was something. But
made a nice pulled pork too. It was great. In the slow cooker.
Is that new slow cooker you got?
No. I didn't use the new pressure cooker because you can use it as a slow cooker. I used my other one to. I have to tell you, though,
just has nothing to do with anything. And Kimberly Guilfoyle, we'll get into the exactly what's going on in the news nowadays with Kimberly. But as I traveled around, and I'm in Evansville at the TSA, and again, they were all working. They were so nice, not for money.
They were working for free.
All the TSA is working for free. They were so nice in Evansville, Indiana. I cannot tell you. It was Midwest Hospital. Hi, hey, how so friendly? And you're telling me those people weren't being paid and they were still
correct?
Nice to
that's
me.
Right. None of them were getting paid.
I love it. You gotta love that because the TSA everywhere. There's a lot of the places you go. We went to Newark. I love you, Newark, but not so friendly. Not so friendly, or not at the New York airports. These people were so great. Except,
Remember, Joe. You're talking about TSA workers who work in Newark Airport. Of course, they're grunty. They're annoyed. Meanwhile, you're in Detroit or another little airport somewhere. Hi, how you doing? They're happy. It's a different area.
Because
of the
smaller town.
Yeah, you have to expect. First of all, anybody that's pleasant to you in a New York area airport, I already am suspicious. Like, what's going on here? Be disgruntled towards me. Then I know. All right, it's normal.
You know what else bothered me, too? And we'll get to the news. I'm sorry. I'm just in a silly mood today. Is when I sat next to the guy there. I took a flight from Evansville, Detroit. And this big guy with the man spread and the noise and the whatever he had. And it was like, I couldn't get off that plane. Matter of fact, I told you, the flight attendant is trying to move the cart. Excuse me, sir. It was me hanging in the aisle. So I didn't have to be next to this guy. the and forgive me, I don't mean to be gross here, but if you don't dry your clothes properly, you have like got a what I call a wet rag smell. You have got if you leave the wet a wet. Listen,
well, this is interesting. All right.
Listen to me.
You got a mildewy type smell.
Yeah, mildew. Mildew. Yeah. Listen to me. Right. If you leave, I can't stand with somebody at the sink. And I'll have cleaning people do that. And not the one that disappeared into the woods, but the ones that stick around.
Frank, we should get a mildew expert on the program.
Listen to me. They wash something in the sink, then they leave that what they wash with on the sink and stays there. It mildew. And
how do you know they wash it on the sink?
I don't know. It just smells like mildew. And where now? I know guys do this a lot. And when you're younger, you don't like if you go out, you work out, you don't clean. If you don't let the clothes dry, they have that mildew smell that really nauseates me. And I don't know why I'm so just – listen, it's on the plane, really I had Mr. Grunt next to me pushing me out of my seat, this guy. And then as I pulled over and I went to the aisle, the person across the aisle, oh, my gosh, it's mildew smell.
Right, in the contract, mildewy smelling people and no grunting.
I wanted to turn to that person and say, you have to let your clothes dry thoroughly before you put them on. Because otherwise you're going to smell like you do. Oh, God. Is it me? Deb, do you know what I'm talking about? They go,
yeah.
And it's like, it's at the beach. If you go swimming and you don't dry your bathing suit, right? It's got that mildew smell. Mm-hmm. How do I get next to people on the plane with the mildew smell? Should I spray them with Durasan, I guess?
Yeah, you could bring that. You could say, here, would you like some of this? You know, a subtle hint, right?
Oh, my gosh. That was the worst flight I've ever had. Evansville to Detroit, man.
What would you do if you ran into Senator Menendez on the beach? You know,
I would give him a rash guard. I would give him a shirt and say, sir, please, sir.
Well, what if he was wearing the Joe Lundberg Speedo?
Oh, man, that's the one thing. At least, yeah, you know what? This will come out of the senator's office. At least he wasn't wearing Speedos, right?
He was dressed appropriately.
Hey, listen, I shouldn't talk. I've taken my shirt off at Muscle Fitness, but I know.
That's a great picture. Well, just check that out. Wow.
I'm not running for office, number one. I'm not a politician. But on the other hand, I readily agree and admit guilty as charged. What was I thinking? You know, you go
with
your shirt.
Oh, it's a great picture. Awesome.
Yeah, well, also, it was like 30 years ago, so it's a little better. It's not fair to compare myself, but if you're a politician today, just listen. Don't take your shirt off.
Keep your shirt on. Yeah,
it's exactly right. I would say to the senator, I will give you the shirt off my back, sir. That's what I would do.
Another subtle hint. Yeah.
Kimberly Guilfoyle will join us momentarily. Debbie Duhaime's looking out for you, as she always does, on the roads of New York, New York, and surrounding areas at 822 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe, the Southern State westbound at Robert Moses Causeway. It's an accident on the shoulder. We're seeing delays Northern State west into Wolf Hill Road. A minor accident there. It's pretty busy on the Cross Bronx west out toward the Deegan. A disabled truck is out of the way. And watch for delays eastbound Gowanus up by Fort Hamilton Parkway. They just cleaned up a collision over there. Now, alternate side parking rules are in effect. Inbound side of the GWB Police Department activity clear, 25 in there. Lincoln Tunnel 30, Holland about 20. It's kind of busy on 78 East exit 20 with a crash as you get out through Hunterdon County. And watch for some delays as well on 78 East, the ramp at exit 50 with an accident in the process of being clear. We're still seeing delays with New Jersey Transit on the Gladstone Branch. Partly cloudy today, high of 37. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 39 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager backs the president's convictions.
Reality trumps Trump. He had no convictions of which I was aware, and I opposed him vociferously when he was running for the nomination for president. Since he's been president, he has been a man of conservative convictions, the likes of which I have only seen once in my lifetime in a leader called Ronald Reagan.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Whether it's losing weight or breaking a bad habit, everybody has something they'd like to change in 2019. Larry Elder here. Now, thanks to SelectBlinds.com, it's never been faster or easier to refresh the look of your home for the new year. With Select Blinds, you can swap out those tired old window coverings for high-quality, easy-to-use blinds. These seemingly little details make a huge impact on how your space will look and feel. Score amazing deals on blinds, shades, and shutters today from SelectBlinds.com. Select Blinds takes the guesswork out of ordering blinds online blind by offering high-quality blinds for an unbelievable price. Read more than 300,000 reviews from 1 million happy customers at SelectBlinds.com. It's easy to see why they've been featured on TLC, HGTV, and Netflix. To get the best New Year's deals on blinds, shades, and shutters, shop today at SelectBlinds.com. And remember to mention our show, Larry Elder, at checkout using the drop-down menu. Select Blinds. Simple. Smart. Custom. SelectBlinds.com. That's SelectBlinds.com.
Here's a New Year's resolution that's easy to keep. Make 2019 your most comfortable and productive year ever by getting yourself an X chair. Ever since I've gotten the X chair, I have been raving about how much I love it for now, I don't know, is it a year, 2 years? Well, if you've been on the fence about buying one, here's great news. Now you can finance the purchase of your X chair for as little as $30 a month. Once you sit in it, you will understand why I love my X chair so much. X chair is on sale now for $100 off. Just go to xchairdentist.com. That's xchairdentist.com. D-E-N-N-I-S. That's xchairdentist.com. xchairdentist.com or call 844-4XCHAIR. That's 844-4XCHAIR. X-Chair comes with a 30-day no questions asked guarantee of complete satisfaction. Go to xchairdentist.com now, get $100 off, and when you use the code DENNISFOOTREST, you will get a free footrest. That is xchairdentist.com, xchairdentist.com.
Due to the game, Kevin McCullough Radio, today at 4:30 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Rolling through Monday. How you doing? How you doing? What are you looking at? What are you looking at? January 14th. Here it is, 2019 already. You believe it? Into January already? Yeah, it's cold, baby. It's cold. You know what? About 25 in New York, but and Joe Lumberg is going to join us this hour as well. But you know what? In my neck of the woods out in Hunterdon County, bro, look at that. It's like I'm looking here, 15 degrees out in the boondocks of Jersey. Be careful. Here's a nice. We appreciate when you get in touch with us, emailing Frankie Five Boroughs. We had Congressman Jeff Van Drew on, the freshman congressman. You know, part of the Blue Dog Caucus. Did you know there was even anything that had anything to do with blue dogs in Washington? That is the conservative part of the Democratic Party, which is like, that's what I was for years. I was a blue dog. I was a Reagan Democrat, right? Then I just gave it up. I said, now, you know, I wanted to just be affiliated with no political party because I think they're both nuts at this point. Forgive me. But this is nice. Wow, Frank, this is a note from Frank, just a driving herd interview with Democrat congressman. That was with Jeff Van Drew. Anyway, anyone can give a shout out to President Trump to involve this congressman in border negotiations. He just made so much sense. Great show, Margo. Thank you, Margo. That not Margo Katsimatidis, you said, Frankie, right? This was just another Margo?
No, yes, another
Margo. Well, thank you, Margo, for letting us know. And maybe, Frankie, you send a letter to the White House. I know you got contact at least with the communications office and let them know. You need to have Democrats like that who are willing to sit down and make a lot of sense. And maybe you could do it. I say that the president should go to his buddies, Frankie. Go to Ken Langone. Go to all the Joe Grano. Go to all the big Robert Wolf, you know, our buddy. You know, Democrats and Republicans alike from Wall Street who have a lot of money, and fund the war. Just fund. Look, we need to do this in the private sector, and we're not going to deal with the government anymore. I mean, because the president, if anybody does, the businessman known as Donald J. Trump has the ability to do that. Wouldn't that be wild, Frank?
That would be. While we're enlisting the private sector, I think it would be great to get the private sector to pay for the ongoing war in Afghanistan as well, so the taxpayers can stop paying for that. I have a long list of other things that that the government is doing that I'm not really thrilled with paying for as a taxpayer.
Yeah, all right. I hear you, man. I hear you loud and clear. But something to think about. But the wall now, just so we could keep the government open, because do you agree with Lindsey Graham, Frankie, that Lindsey said maybe we should just open the government, the president should open the government. Does some parts of the government need to be paid, like the Coast Guard, like Congressman Van Drew said?
It's crazy. I mean, these people are doing drug busts. They're keeping us safe, and they're not getting paid. You know, if you look at what's happening in the federal prisons right now, these are people that are
that are forced to deal with some of the most dangerous people in society.
Yeah,
and yet they're dealing with murderers. They're dealing with these gang leaders and drug dealers. And they have to now go and do it without even getting paid. Now, look, I get that they're going to get paid in a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whenever this shutdown ends. But, you know, I don't know about you, Joe, but if I went one paycheck without getting – if I went without one paycheck, I'd be homeless. I would not be able to, thank you. But I wouldn't be able to pay my rent if I was it without a paycheck.
You know what? Welcome to America, man. It's so, so true. And it's just – and they're overtaxing us and, you know – So, I think that I want to see the president from the Oval Office, wherever, just go, look, this is crazy. I'm going to help the people that are out of work. And then we're getting some private money to at least start this. I have $1 billion down payment or something. I mean, just something out of so Trumpian. I need a Trumpian move here. And it couldn't be done. It can be done. You know, but the fact of the matter is the Democrats, even though, and I have to say as a caveat, there were only 30 Democrats that went, and it was the Hispanic caucus or some kind of something. They went to Puerto Rico, but they're watching Hamilton. They have a special play that they're watching, and people are out of work. At least President Trump has the dignity to at least stay, his home base in the White House there. Unbelievable, Frank. Unbelievable. You can't make it up. And then this, we went into this. It's 8:30, and we got to go to Al in a second. But the FBI thing, and this, let me just grab some stories that I didn't mention yet. Oh, see, from the Washington Post, President Trump is reported to have taken steps to keep his meetings with Russian President Vladimir Putin secret. This is another story from not the FBI story about the FBI investigating the president. This is something else from The Washington Post. There's an all-out onslaught against this president. The Washington Post now reporting over the weekend that the president took the notes from his translator after a 2017 meeting in Germany, told the linguist not to inform members of the government or other U.S. officials what they talked about. I don't believe anything from the Washington Post now. I don't believe anything from the New York Times now. You know what? I don't believe it. But the fact of the matter is, if indeed the president said that, I couldn't agree with him more. There's got to be private conversation, and he has all the right to do it. Hey, you know what? Let's take – it's 8:31 right now. We'll go to Al in a moment. Kimberly Guilfoyle, though, is the vice chairman of America First Action PAC. Kind enough to check in this early in the morning. Kimberly, welcome back to the show. How you doing, my dear?
Joe, wonderful to be with you. How are you?
You too. Happy New Year. Everything going good with you?
Absolutely fantastic. Exactly. Well, love our president. Love what he's doing. I love how he holds the line, right? He's making him sweat.
I was doing a show this weekend, Kimberly, to that point, and I'm on stage. And it was like a local thing in Jersey, and I was in Evansville, Indiana the day before. And I'm saying, you know what? We're great. We're in a good spot. Everybody's great. It's going to be great. We're all good. And everybody's applauding, and they're feeling it. But why are we not hearing that from any of the news networks, for crying out loud?
Well, they just don't report it. And I was listening to you earlier. You said, you know what? I just don't believe anything from the Washington Post and the New York Times. The list goes further than that in terms of the mainstream media. They refuse over and over again to report on the accomplishments of this president. They can't stand it because they are so, hell-bent on their political ideology, on their obstructionism, that they will not work with the president or come to the table. And keep in mind, half of these things they were, for.
Yeah,
previously,
yeah,
but
yep,
now that President Trump wants to do it, it's the worst idea they've heard. And the problem is the people who are suffering, the president can take the heat. It's the American people that are suffering because the Democrats refuse to do what's in the best interest of this country. They refuse to acknowledge that we have a crisis and a problem at the border that relates and connects directly to national security. They're very dishonest in the reporting. And ultimately, you have a narrative that's being put out there that is really perpetuating, falsehoods over and over again to try to destroy the president.
You know, and can you explain to me, Kimberly Guilfoyle, please, how these Democratic Congress people will go to Puerto Rico to party while all of the federal workers are having a difficult time paying their mortgage?
Well, that's the problem. And, one of our friends, Charlie Kirk, did a tweet on this morning saying, can you imagine they'd be calling for resignations if the Republicans were doing this. We're partying in Puerto Rico and on the beach and with lobbyists and doing all of it. It just shows, like, the dishonesty. I guess they thought they could kind of hide out in Puerto Rico, didn't think that people were still, you know, going there for vacations and getaways. Well, guess what? They did get caught. At least it did get, you know, somewhat reported, although not to the extent if it had been the other way around. And, you know, it just goes to show you, Pelosi and Schumer, you know, they're just very underhanded in the way they've dealt with the president. They won't even come to the table to discuss anything. She was on vacation in Hawaii, and, you know, the president stayed in D.C. Working.
So I have this idea, Kimberly. I tell you, because I know you a little bit, you know, and we all love you, Kimberly. Maybe you could put the word out. This is my idea. The president should get, like, Wall Street money, all his buddies, and just privately fund the wall. And forget about Washington. Isn't that a great idea, though? You know?
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine? There's so many people out there that say, we want to put the money up. Let's get it done. Let's get our bill. Yeah, you know? I mean, he certainly has the contacts. And the
how cool would that be? That would be such a great move. Hey, Kimberly Guilfoyle, you were a prosecutor in both San Francisco and Los Angeles. In your experience, are crimes committed by illegal aliens actually the big problem that we're hearing about?
Oh, 100%. And, you know, when we would campaign across the country, you know, and Don Jr. and I, who's a great patriot and great advocate for the country, for his father, for the administration, in terms of getting the word out there of what they're accomplishing, we'd say, listen, this is a huge problem about sanctuary cities. And I would talk about my time in San Francisco and Los Angeles as a prosecutor, especially San Francisco. I really saw firsthand, you know, the horrors that befell the city when really immigration was allowed to go unchecked and they refused to cooperate, ICE and with the detentions and detainers to be able to hold people that were criminal recidivists that had committed multiple felonies and had been deported 5 or 6 times. And we saw that with the horrific murder of Kate Steinle, did we not? Oh. Who was gunned down as she was walking down the pier in San Francisco with her father. That was a life that was stolen that could have been prevented if the rule of law was actually followed and observed and respected in this country. Who told these politicians that they can disregard the rule of law and allow American lives to be taken?
You know, and you see it firsthand.
Oh, you can't even ask them what their true identity is. I would sit there at the desk in front of the judge. I would say, Your Honor, if we could respectfully request that the defendant or through his counsel identify and give his true name and identity, 13 aliases, and God forbid if you asked then, you know, fingerprint the person and how much time passes and they try to get out. It's unbelievable. You need to know who exactly is in the courtroom, what crimes they've committed, so you can prevent another one from happening.
Kimberly, wait a minute. You can't ask that in a court of law?
Oh, they say, well, you're violating my, you know, client's rights, and this is his name. I said, well, this isn't his name. We've got 13 aliases, and Your Honor, I want to know which one of these. The last time he was here, he gave this name. What is the true identity of the perpetrator? Because you would want to know, right, and set bail accordingly if this is a person who has committed acts of domestic violence, sexual assault, rape, homicide, if they're gang affiliations. So then you have to get one of your gang officers in to see if the person has tattoos, et cetera, that, you know, signal basically affiliation with one gang.
Yeah, Kimberly, you're very gracious with your time, but it's so true. And why are the Democrats more involved with all the border? If one American is killed by an illegal, that's one too many. And why are we not concerned? The president has an initiative with Ben Carson, with my friend Mike Lindell, to go to the inner cities of the United States. I've been railing about this on this radio show for years now. And President Trump's the only guy that mentioned two words that I heard from no one, inner cities. And he's making a plan to go in there with enterprise zones and going in there. Mm-hmm. Why can't the Democrats get on board with the president with at least that? Why are they complaining with the separation of families and what's happening? Why are they more concerned with illegal aliens than Americans in the inner cities of the United States?
People don't want to talk about it. I feel like it's a touchy subject, but it's true. Why don't they care more about the law-abiding, tax-paying American citizens that live and work in these communities that would like their children to be able to go to school in the morning and return home safely in the evening or the afternoon after school? They care more about putting the rights forward of illegal immigrants in this country that violated the law, that wanted to cut the line, that expect that we pay for their education, pay for their health care, and it's like they have a complete disconnect as to who they represent. Now, again, we're a nation of immigrants, and we're in a compassionate country, okay? We want people who are going to come here and contribute, not commit crimes. That's why it should be a merit-based system in terms of immigration. The president is trying to do things that make sense, that protect U.S. citizens. And he's saying, yes, we welcome you in this country, but you have to do it legally. You have to fill out the paperwork. You have to wait in line. You can't just come over in a caravan and expect that you're going to be allowed in. I can't go over and walk across the border to Mexico as I please and demand that the Mexican government pay for me and my family. I can't walk across the border to Canada and demand the same rights as someone who is a Canadian citizen, can I?
No, you can't.
So why is it okay for other countries to be able to enforce their rule of law on their borders, but it is essentially a sin being committed by any officials, by the president, if we actually want to observe the laws on the books?
Kimberly Guilfoyle making all the sense in the world. That's the way my grandparents did it, the right way, the legal way. They learned the laws. Exactly. They learned the language, Kimberly. Hey, where can we learn more about America First Action, Kimberly?
Yes, you can go to our website for sure. And we're really supporting the president's initiatives here in terms of getting the wall built, making sure that we have laws on the books that are observed, making sure that we have a military that is funded, helping the president to get the word out there as it relates to his tax cuts, the Job Act, all the incredible accomplishments the president's been able to achieve with record low unemployment. I tell people America is booming. America is back in business thanks to the president holding the line as it relates to trade and tariffs. And now we have people like myself, single mothers, you have women, you have Asian Americans, you have Hispanics, you have African Americans, and you have the youth of America all gainfully employed with record low unemployment across the country and great job numbers and great GDP. Barack Obama wasn't able to achieve it. No predecessor before this president in decades. He should be respected and appreciated and applauded for that. And that's what America First does. We get the word out there and we tell the truth.
Kimberly Guilfoyle with Piscopo in the Morning. Kimberly, it's so great to have you. Give our love down there, would you please? And come back anytime.
I will, absolutely.
You're welcome anytime.
Fantastic. All righty. All right. Have a good one, Joe. Thank you.
Thanks, Kimberly. Take care. Kimberly Guilfoyle right there, Vice Chairwoman of America First Action PAC. Piscopo in the Morning, 877-970-2999. Big Al standing by dutifully. He's going to give you the headline news live and local right here at 840 on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
24 degrees at 8:41. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor de Blasio isn't saying if he's throwing his hat in the ring for the 2020 presidential race, but he is out with a new campaign. The Democratic mayor told CNN State of the Union the Democrats should fight for Medicare for all. He talked about the New York City CARE program, which would see the city spend $100 million to provide health coverage for low-income and undocumented residents in New York City. When asked about a potential presidential run, de Blasio said he never rules things out, but he's focused on the work he's doing as mayor. A pair of sisters are working to prove the rock they found on a Monmouth County beach recently is, in fact, a meteorite. Nora and Jean Mukonic told News 12 over the weekend they found a rock in a crater on Silver Beach in Lavalette Friday afternoon. The sisters are now taking the stone to the Franklin Institute in Philadelphia to determine if it's actually from outer space. The Astronomical Society of Toms River says that while they would love to find out it's a meteorite, it could just as easily be a hunk of coal. In sports, Knicks lost to the Sixers 108-105. The Rangers lost 7-5 at Columbus. Blue Shirts have lost 6 of 7 and are 10 points out of a wild card spot. NFL playoffs, the Patriots, they crushed the Chargers 41-28, while the Saints beat the Eagles 20-14. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's take it out to New Jersey Transit. The Gladstone branch of the Morrison Essex line, an hour delay with a disabled train. Watch for some delays as well as you take it over to the A and the D trains with some ongoing signal issues. Inbound side of the GWB, some earlier problems cleared at the tolls 20 minutes in. If you're heading over to the inbound Lincoln Tunnel, disabled bus just cleared 30 in there. Holland about 20-25, and traffic is moving a little bit slowly for you as you take a ride over to the east bound side of the Gowanus getting up toward Fort Hamilton Parkway with a collision gone, and the eastbound belt right into the southern state, an accident over there as well. Watch for a lot of heavy traffic on the Cross Bronx West, Bruckner all the way out to the Alexander Hamilton Bridge, and the LIE westbound at Patchogue Holbrook Road, an accident just cleared out of the way. Partly cloudy today, high of 36. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 39. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Dell. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors know there's nothing small about your business. That's why they offer one-on-one partnership and reliable business PCs with Intel Core processors to help you get business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL. Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
Our very special guest is Corey M. Stern. He represents individuals who have catastrophically been injured, with an emphasis on children that have suffered brain damage from lead poisoning. What is your experience with lead poisoning?
My most vast experience is in Flint, Michigan, where we represent about 3,000 children who were all lead poisoned by consuming the water in Flint, and in New York City, where hundreds, if not thousands, of kids have been exposed to lead-based paint in New York City Housing Authority's buildings. The Housing Authority is the biggest landlord in the city.
Biggest landlord in the country.
The population of public housing in New York City is about 400,000 people, which is roughly the same size as the population of Boston, Massachusetts.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
I'm Lala Anthony. Acting can be hard, but over 1.5 million New Yorkers work for minimum wage, and that's really hard. That's why New York State is raising its minimum wage. Starting December 31st, just about everyone in New York City will make $15 an hour. See if you qualify at ny.gov/minimum wage. If you're not getting what you deserve, call 1-888-4-NYSDOL. Acting is make-believe. This $15 minimum wage is real. Sponsored by NYSDOL in cooperation with the NYSBA.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Hey, it's Jersey Joe on the radio. What a morning, Mamma Mia. You know, I always think, well, Monday we could ease into it. Never. It's nonstop action, nonstop action. And we are up and we are running here on this January 14th, 2019. So thank you, Matt Conklin. We have a young social media genius. And thanks to our boss, Jerry Crowley. I made the pitch. I said, you got to get this guy working with us, man. He's great. If you look at a lot of the social media on Twitter, Jersey Joe Piscopo, AM970TheAnswer.com, at the Joe Piscopo Show on Twitter as well. And it's on Instagram. I roll it out on Facebook as well. And Matt does such a great job doing all the media. So I said, you know, Bob Menendez, you said it, United States Senator Menendez takes his shirt off. Forgive me. I just can't get off of this, man. Down in Puerto Rico. And with respect, I don't hate the guy, please. I'm just having fun with this. Please don't get crazy. But in the meantime, I took my shirt off on an international magazine, Muscle Fitness. And whether it's Menendez or Piscopo, it's like, what were we thinking? Keep your shirt on, please. So Matt Conklin had a little fun with that. And due respect, he put a picture of me with my shirt off 30 years ago. It was the last time, by the way, I took my shirt off. And I ain't taking my shirt off again. But so we invite, and we will reach out to the senator's office to show a picture of him with his shirt off 30 years ago, to be fair, because Matt did the comparison of me in the Muscle and Fitness shot with Menendez down there in Puerto Rico. It's just too funny. You just plain can't make it up. You can't make it up. And I didn't take my shirt off during a government shutdown. I'm just saying. Hey, another wild story we have to address. Now, you know the support we have for the NYPD. And the immense respect we have for the New York Police Department. And I'm telling you what, if someone attacks you and you're a police officer, I'm done with this. If someone attacks you, attacks a police officer, and that police officer does not use his weapon, but he uses a baton, or he has to wrestle these maniacs, these cockroaches that are going after the New York Police Department just to sue the city. What kind of people are these people? They're not even people, like cockroaches, I call them, right? And they're going after, and if that police officer does not use his weapon, that police officer should be recognized for valor, for using the restraint. And to be that civil, someone came after me. I'm in the subway. I'm a cop.
I'm gonna tell you, this is Joey talking. Nobody else. This is Joey talking. I would be forced. You got to take your weapon out. Am I right or wrong? And they don't. And they use that restraint. Yet still, there's a video. Oh my gosh, he used the baton. You know what? That creep that attacked the cop is lucky. The cop only used the baton, in my opinion. And I think you should recognize that officer for valor for not using his weapon, for crying out loud. So we support the police. And it's the toughest job in the world. First line of defense, not only against these cockroaches and these little losers that go after and attack police officers and don't abide by the law. Another police officer shot in Alabama yesterday, over the weekend. Are you kidding me? So we support the police more than we could even tell you. But sometimes when there's the traffic people that try to run the traffic, you know where I'm going with this, right? The people that try to hold you up at the Holland Tunnel trying to get out of town. Oh, my gosh. Or the people that tow. I don't understand those people. I don't know why they have the moniker of the stellar NYPD on the show. I guess they're part of the police department. Is that right, Frankie? They're part of
yes.
the police
department? Yes.
Why did they make them part of the police department?
Well, that's who's in charge of enforcing our city's laws.
Well, it's traffic. If a cop pulls me over, I'm going to say, but sometimes these guys with the vests on, I have a little issue with them sometimes. Sometimes. I'm just saying. So there was a situation. Tell me about the situation you told me before we were on the air.
This is absolutely outrageous, and people can see the video. So there was a car parked illegally in Borough Park, Brooklyn, and an angry mob of Brooklynites basically unhooks the tow truck from the car itself, right?
They unhooked the tow truck.
Yeah,
Frankie.
So they unhook. There was a bunch of them. They unhook the tow truck from the car itself while they're shouting all sorts of racist stuff at the cop, they're cursing at him. They're saying you're in the wrong precinct. You should be in Harlem because he happened to be black. The amount of restraint that this officer demonstrates while they're cursing at him is just incredible. And then a member of Shamrim, which is supposed to help the NYPD, it takes the car that is now freed from the tow truck and drives away. And this is absolutely outrageous. So Shamrim, if people that don't know, it's a collection of Jewish community watchdogs who engage in police matters, and it's supposed to work hand in hand with the NYPD. It's not supposed to help you evade the NYPD. It's an outrageous thing, and the mayor ought to say something right away, and the NYPD issued a statement praising the officer and condemning this kind of conduct. But unfortunately, this goes on far too much for my taste in Borough Park. There's a lot of folks that think that they don't have to abide by the city's secular laws. Well, sometimes you do.
Yeah, I understand. And that I did not know there were racist comments toward this NYPD traffic officer. The fact of the matter is, I may disagree with the way they tow. I just think the towing's got to stop. I understand you got to clear the roads, but it's a little harsh sometimes. But when it's part of the NYPD, you do have to you have to recognize that. So we'll see what happens. That's a wild one. When did that break down, Frankie? When was that?
I think the incident took place on Thursday. The video appeared for the first time on Friday.
Thank you, Frank. 877-970-2999. 851 with Joe on the radio with Frankie and Al. Here comes Debbie talking about traffic. It's there. We got it. Monday morning in New York. How you doing, Deb?
Hi, Joe. Plenty of traffic for you on the eastbound BQE this morning, getting up and out toward McGinnis-Humboldt. It's all due to an accident. That's in the left lane. Traffic is still moving slowly at the Queens Midtown Tunnel, 20 minutes into town. And the eastbound belt out by the Cross Island, an accident there as well. We're still seeing some slowdowns as you take a ride to the LIE West out by the Northern State Parkway as well. Inbound side of the GWV, some earlier problems cleared. Still about 10 minutes getting in. Lincoln Tunnel disabled buses out of the way, 30 in there. Holland Steel 20 to 25. 280 heading eastbound at the Garden State Parkway. That's an accident to deal with. And traffic moving slowly, 78 eastbound, exit 50. Looks like an accident off on the ramp. Watch for slowdowns on the Hutch southbound, getting down through Eastchester, an unauthorized tractor trailer. So expect some slowdowns there as well. New Jersey Transit Gladstone branch, still an hour delay. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is struggling with the new left.
Anderson Cooper last night sat down with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
It's infuriating to hear this young woman talk about people not paying their fair share.
And I'm not saying this to be a jerk. I promise, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. You know who hasn't paid her fair share? Her.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
Megan from California said this about Relief Factor.
I've been using Relief Factor for a little bit over a month. It's a 34-year-old woman that has been in a car accident. I suffered from severe neck pain, shooting pain down my arms and legs that would often cause me to limp. At one point, I was going to a chiropractor and an acupuncturist six times a week. I noticed visible improvement within 2 days of taking your product, Relief Factor, and it has really, truly changed my life.
The three-week quick start is just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day for pain relief, less than a cup of coffee a day. What do you have to lose except possibly your inflammation? Just go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, that's ReliefFactor.com.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
The AM 970 Book of the Month from Regnery Publishing is Erasing America by journalist James C. Robbins. Enter to win a copy of James C. Robbins' Erasing America at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 855. How you doing? 877-970-2999, something like that. Let me tell you, I want to go right to this number. So I hesitated. I stopped in mid-thought because I said, why am I giving away the phone number for the radio station when I should be giving you the number for Route 22 Toyota? And that number is 855-621-9949. See, that's the number you want to call. 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. I'll give you till 9 o'clock, all right? First five callers, next 5 minutes. You know what? You get a free multi-point inspection, which is so vital to the emergency part of your car. If you got your kids, the safety of your vehicle, you need a multi-point inspection. Here, Route 22 Toyota is going to give you that for nothing, plus an oil change and a filter for free. 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. All European models are excluded from Route 22 Toyota. Alex is there. Alex is my man. Alex Kinsella, 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. What are you waiting for? Largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. And you don't have to deal with dummies. You got Scheuer there. You got Carmelo. You got Iggy. You got Chester, Wendy, Chris, Johnny. This is a family that wants to help you. We invite you to call 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. Check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. Again, you're going to love, like my sister Carol, like Frankie Five Burrows, like Mike Gallagher. They go to Route 22 Toyota, the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. You're going to love Route 22 Toyota, 855-621-9949. That's the number you should remember. First five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Due to the game, Jay Sekulow Live airs early today at 5:30 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Joe Lumberg is our meteorologist recovering from a cold. You know how this guy recovers from a cold? He does an 8-mile run. God, Joey, I love you, man. You're a monster. You're
I can't sit still. You know me.
Joe, I hit the gym 1 o'clock in the morning on the way back from a gig on Saturday night.
Wow, now that's dedication.
Or being absolutely insane. The gym was open, one of those 24-hour places. Yeah, I went, suit and tie, Joey, the Wall Street workout, man. I did it. I did chest, buys, legs, man. Boom, boom, boom. Got
you
out of there.
You're the man.
Am I crazy?
I'm inspirational for a lot of people.
You inspire us, Joey. Weather-wise, it's freezing out there today, Joe. How long is the cold going to hold on, man?
For a while. It's going to be cold for a while to come. Let's put it this way. 36 today, 38 tomorrow with sunshine both days. Partly sunny, 42 Wednesday. Little bit of snow, I think, late Thursday night, early Friday. And then a much bigger storm is looming for the horizon for later this weekend.
All right, Joe. You sound great, man. Always appreciate it. Joe Lundberg, thank you for your inspiration, my friend. Joey Lundberg right there, the marathon man meteorologist. James Kallstrom, former FBI assistant director, will join us live in the next hour. Terry Shepard as well, 23-year Special Forces veteran, Fox News contributor, will join us as well. And your phone calls at 8 now. You can call here, 877-970-2999. Five Boroughs is in the house. Albert is here. Debbie is here. It's Radio Piscopo, live from New York, New York, baby.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.